It is Friday. That means a whole lot of you have been looking forward to the list of those that I have denounced or will denounce, because it's time for
The Other Side of Midnight presents Denunciation.
And there are a whole lot of people that need to be denounced this week. We begin with the departing Dr. Howard Zucker. I am thrilled. For those of you that don't know, Dr. Howard Zucker is the state health commissioner, and it was announced yesterday that he will be leaving that post. Dr. Zucker was an absolute disaster during the COVID pandemic. In addition to giving inconsistent guidance, in addition to giving guidance that did not go with the science, in addition to being part and parcel to the governor's very poor decision to send COVID-positive patients to nursing homes, the more information that we learn about Dr. Zucker, the worse he looks for a guy that was celebrated all over the country during this COVID pandemic. Now it looks like he helped obscure the coronavirus death toll in nursing homes. It looks like he intentionally kept health data from the legislature. Well, I hope his career in public service is over for good, and I hope his career as the health commissioner ends not with a gold watch, but with an indictment, maybe some golden handcuffs. I have to denounce, and it kills me to do it because he is a close friend. I have to denounce my friend, Judge Ron Castorina. Now, Judge Castorina is a civil court judge on Staten Island. He's a friend of mine for 15 or 16 years, and I always thought a pretty close friend. I was for him before anybody talked about Ron Castorina being in public life, before he was a state assemblyman, before he was a commissioner at the Board of Elections, before he was a chairman of the Republican Party. I was a guy that was a huge cheerleader for him, and I made a lot of introductions for him throughout the political community, and I would hang out with him in addition. I was very good social company. And now Judge Castorina is running for state Supreme Court. And I hope he wins. He'll do a great job if he's elected. He had a fundraiser last week, his first run fundraiser as a candidate for state Supreme Court, and he didn't invite me. I got all sorts of photographs from people at that fundraiser, people texting me saying, oh, why aren't you here? We thought you'd be here. We thought you'd introduce Ron. I have supported Ron in every fundraiser he's ever had. I've given him money out of my own pocket, including times it was very difficult to do so. And I didn't even get an invitation to this. So I was pretty ticked off. I was pretty hurt. And I reached out to my friend. I mean, you think about it. It's not exactly as if I'm lacking for things to be at or causes to spend money on, right? I'm not exactly flush with cash at the moment. So it's not the worst thing in the world that I didn't get an invite to this fundraiser. So I ask Judge Castorina, what gives? Why wasn't I invited to your fundraiser? And he tells me, you were. The invite went to your old address. Now, it's true, I did move in October. But one, if he would do a better job at keeping in touch and visiting once in a while or accepting some of my many social invitations over to our house. By the way, the first thing that we did when we purchased our house was put up a Ron Castorina for civil court sign. Then he'd know what my address was. And two, well, if you don't hear back from me, how about a text message or an email or a phone call saying, hey, by the way, Frank, I understand if you're busy, but I just want to make sure you got the invite to my fundraiser. I wanted to make sure you got it. None of that. No follow-up. So I got to tell you, and again, Ron is a good friend. He's a great judge, and he'll be a great state Supreme Court judge. But I'm pretty ticked off, and it kills me to do it. But Judge Castorina, I do denounce you. And I must also denounce the New York City Board of Elections. You know, it seems like It seems like every week there's new information that comes out with the New York City Board of Elections doing something wrong. And I think I've been very fair with the Board of Elections. I know my mother works for the Board of Elections, so I'm not looking to beat up on them for no reason. I have a lot of good friends that are at the Board of Elections, and I defend them when they're unfairly beaten up. But a glitch revealed the ballot choices of 378 New York voters, including Dante de Blasio, the mayor's son. So the Board of Elections inadvertently allowed the mayoral primary votes of 378 people, including Dante, to become public. Now, this is outrageous. And the fact that there wasn't a broader outcry about this is amazing to me. Dante said, I am appalled by this violation of my privacy. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I would be too. There's a secret ballot for a reason. And this glitch allows the identity of who voted for whom to be made public. It's just outrageous. If you're curious, by the way, Dante ranked Maya Wiley as his first choice, followed by Eric Adams, Catherine Garcia, Ray McGuire, and Sean Donovan. Clearly not an Andrew Yang fan. Board of Elections, I do denounce you. I must also denounce Mercedes Parada. Mercedes Parada is a school bus driver in Nassau County. She has been arrested for driving drunk with children on board. This is a 29-year-old woman who knows better. Now, I'm assuming she has some sort of a drinking problem, but in my view, that's no excuse. I'm drunk, you know, most of the day. And the only times I'm not really drunk is when I'm on the air or when I'm driving. Now, you want to be drunk, I think that's your business. But you want to get drunk and get behind the wheel of a car, that is irresponsible, reckless, and criminal. Now, you want to get drunk and drive a school bus filled with children? That is evil. Evil. And I don't care whatever kind of problems this woman has. I hope they throw the book at her. And Mercedes Parada, I do denounce you. I must also denounce Candy Selena Marban. She is a Georgia woman who attempted to drown her puppy because she couldn't afford veterinary services for her dog. Now, there are local groups in Chatham County that are ready to help owners if they can't afford things like food or medical services. Instead, this woman attempted to drown her puppy. Candy Marvin, I do denounce you. I must also denounce Allegiant Airlines. Truth be told, I had never heard of Allegiant Airlines prior to today. But a study by The Points Guy, the website The Points Guy, which I find to be pretty helpful, rated the 10 worst coach flying experiences, and coming in dead last was Allegiant Airlines. Allegiant's seat pitch starts at 30 inches. The airline is most sufferable in the areas of timeliness, cancellations, family accommodations, and frequent flyer perks. So basically everything. So if you want a very poor airline experience, fly Allegiant. I want to denounce the store, and I wish we had the name of this store, but I want to denounce the store that thought it was a good idea in Pennsylvania to have Joseph Sobolewski arrested. It's a convenience store in East Central Pennsylvania. And last month, this is a guy, I think he's homeless. The store had a promotion where two 20-ounce Mountain Dew bottles cost $3. That's what it said on the sign. Two for $3. Let me ask you a question. If you see a sign that says two for $3, what would you think one Mountain Dew costs?
$1.50.
$1.50, Matt Sapienza says. That's why he is relegated to working overnights, because he apparently is as ill-informed as Joseph Sobolewski. Now, of course you would think it's $1.50. That's what I would think it is, too. And that's what Joseph Sobolewski thought it was. So what does he do? He puts $2 on the counter of the store and leaves. But a bottle of Mountain Dew at this particular store did not cost $1.50. A single bottle of Mountain Dew costs $2.29 plus tax. So he didn't overpay by 50 cents as he assumed. He underpaid by 29 cents plus tax for a total of 43 cents. Now, what would you do if you're the store? What I would do is I'd take 43 cents out of my pocket and put it in the register. That's what I would do. Instead, the store employees, I almost can't believe that this actually happened. And this is one of those stories where I hope the early reporting on it is incorrect, because I can't believe that a situation like this exists. And I'm hoping I can come back here on Monday, and after we learn more about this story, I can tell you, oh, that story wasn't as bad as we thought it was. But it looks like it is. The store employees, after this homeless guy shortchanged, I think he's homeless. This homeless guy, Mr. Sobolewski, I don't want to diminish him by just calling him this homeless guy. Joseph Sobolewski shortchanged them by 43 cents. The store employees called the police and they charged him with a felony. He was sent to jail because he has prior felony convictions, and under the three strikes you're outlaw, he was sent to jail on a $50,000 cash only bond and is now facing up to 7 years in prison. The bond was changed 7 days later to a $50,000 unsecured bond. Now, an unsecured bond is granted when the defendant signs an agreement to be liable if they don't show up for court. But you got to understand, this is a guy who shorted a store by less than 50 cents, and now he's being charged under the state's three strikes, you're out law. He was convicted more than a decade ago for pumping gas without paying. He was also arrested and sentenced for stealing shoes from Kmart. The shoes cost $39.99. He paid $866 in fines and fees and was sentenced to 3 months in jail for a probation violation. He and his wife were arrested for putting craft supplies in their backpack at a Hobby Lobby. His bond in that case was $2,000. Underpaying for the soda is Sobolewski's fourth charge. This is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Brandon Flood, the director of Pennsylvania's Board of Parole, told Penn Live, "For me, I would get the deterrent factor if someone's thefts were getting worse or higher in value. But the lack of discretion is what bothers me. It's problematic because it doesn't factor in the amount." This is nuts. This is nuts. This guy's facing 7 years in prison for underpaying for a soda. I'll tell you, I feel awful for Joseph Sobolewski. If there's a GoFundMe formed for his legal defense, I'm contributing to it. And shame on this store. I mean, what kind of motherless jerks do you have to be to call the cops when you're shortchanged by 43 cents and charge this guy and press charges against this poor guy? He just wanted a soda. How about you have more accurate signage? I want to denounce Washington, D.C. Apparently, according to the National Insurance Crime Bureau, Washington, D.C. has released the... I mean, The National Insurance Crime Bureau has released their 2021 Hotspots report showing the worst places for auto theft in the country. And the very worst place for auto theft in the country is our nation's capital, with 562.98 thefts per 100,000 residents. And finally, I want to denounce Deborah Messing. So she apparently took issue with Kim Kardashian being named one of the hosts for the upcoming season of Saturday Night Live. It was announced yesterday, the new hosts for next season. And the Will and Grace actress wrote Wednesday, "Why Kim Kardashian?" She says she's confused. She goes on to say, "I mean, I know she's a cultural icon, but SNL has hosts generally who are performers, who are there to promote a film, TV show, or album launch. Am I missing something?" Yeah, I mean, you're missing the fact that you're incredibly jealous of Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian is one of the most famous people in the world. She is a performer. She is a TV star. She's done just about everything that you can do in public life. So because she wasn't on a sitcom like You, you don't think she should host Saturday Night Live? Excuse me. Saturday Night Live, that's part of what has made it historically so great. It's not so great now. But they have routinely featured hosts who are not actors. Donald Trump, Elon Musk. That was the best episode of last season, Elon Musk. I think it was among the highest rated. Michael Jordan, John McCain, all sorts of folks. Ralph Nader even hosted Saturday Night Live. So, I mean, it struck me as sour grapes on the part of Deborah Messing.